This is the Seattle sea line, the Seattle skyline receding with the flag. I was actually on the ferry boat with John McCain. This is in Jackson Lake. The family was up there, and there's a fire in the Tetons burning in the background. And I took the picture as I was driving the boat, and I was making the boat kind of do these S curves to give it a little bit of texture. And this is Nick down at the beach after a big storm in Santa Monica. And the problem with this, one of the problems with doing what I was doing, particularly when I was home, I wanted to spend time with the family. And when I woke up in the morning, I tried as often as I could to get a picture taken by like 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't have to panic around 4 or 5 in the afternoon because I didn't have a shot. So this was a really good example of this. This was early in the day. Once I took that shot, I knew I was home free, at least for the next few hours. I chose, instead of shooting with 2 or 3 different lenses and changing and all that, to shoot every single photo with the same camera and same lens. Even though I ended up changing camera bodies a couple of times, it was still the same setup. The 43-millimeter lens, which is like a 20 on a 35. It's a wide angle. This is on the Santa Monica Pier where I live. This kid's plane. That was typical of what I'd try to do. This is Nick, who's having an ear, having his ears looked at by his doctor. And somebody said this is more of a Rockwell painting than a photograph. It's just some pretty pictures. Believe me, I would stoop to any level to get these photos. This is actually the friend of, this dog's name is Doofus, who is Jeff McNally's dog. Jeff was one of my very closest friends and died in the year 2000. He was a Pulitzer, 3-time Pulitzer Prize winning cartoonist, and he and I got to know each other when we both won in 1972, 30 years ago. It was his first of 3, my first, and anytime I would introduce Jeff, I would always say that between Jeff and I, we had 4 Pulitzers. And here's Nick confronting a goose. This is up at actually Rebecca's grandmother's country club. And that goose actually was pretty dangerous. So it paid to keep your distance. This is Jack on Easter. Probably don't remember that. Now, this was like 2, 2.5 years ago, so these kids have changed quite a bit. And I tried to do one of the, if you go out to Los Angeles, I highly recommend that you get a book called L.A. Bizarro, which became kind of a Bible of mine when I was home, because Los Angeles is a real target-rich environment for the weird and the wonderful. And in that book, it's got all sorts of places like concrete teepees from the 50s. This is on old Route 66. A hot dog stand, which could probably end up in different kind of magazine. Custer's Last Newsstand. And one place, this is near the house. In fact, this picture and the next one were the only two that I used as on one picture or 2 pictures on the same day. The editing process really required that I only do one, but I couldn't resist these. And if I was asked by CBS Sunday Morning correspondent Bob Schieffer today if I was making a statement, and I said, come on, Bob, let the pictures tell the story.